This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The job market, booming. Wages, rising. And yet, for the past few months now, consumers have been feeling worse and worse about their finances in the state of the U.S. economy. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for early February is down 8% from last month to its lowest level in a decade. And you can guess what's behind this. Inflation, the likes of which the country hasn't seen in 40 years. Now, the million-dollar question here is, are feelings going to bring down our spending? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Surveys these days find consumers feeling merely meh to downright dismal about the economy. But the idea that negative sentiment drives consumers to pull back no longer quite holds, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
We've seen a stark divergence between sentiment and spending.
There's a lot of pent-up demand out there for cars and clothes and travel, and lots of money saved from stimulus checks and stock gains.
Yes, there's inflation, but people still have a lot of money, and they're going to spend the money regardless.
There's also a partisan disconnect, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos.
Republicans say the economy is terrible. Democrats say the economy is okay. People's view of the economy has become untethered from their actual personal experiences.
When it comes to personal spending plans, Ipsos finds the percent of consumers who think this is a good time to make household purchases is rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.